around the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. First, the Gemara wanted to learn the halacha that Tzchach has to be something that's gidulo min ha'aretz and not mekabel tuma from clouds. The eid yala min ha'aretz. The Gemara says that's only good according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that the sukkahs were anon yakovet. But if the sukkahs were sukkahs mamish, whereas that they were clouds. So Gemara says, ki osur of dimi yom rab yochan om rakro chag hasukkahs ta'asaloch, makish sukkah to chag. Makish sukkah lechagiga. Chag means chagiga. And mal chagiga dover sheno mekabel tumah v'gidulo min ha'aretz, av sukkah dover sheno mekabel tumah v'gidulo min ha'aretz. Sukkah has to be similar to the chagiga. It's not mekabel tumah, because a balchai is not mekabel tumah. And it's gidulo min ha'aretz, because in some way, animals that live off things that come from the ground, grow from the ground, are considered growing from the ground. Gemara says, imach chagiga balichayim av sukkah no balichayim, but the Maishi would have to take the comparison completely. And therefore, a sukkah should be kosher not only with mamish gedulei karka, but even balichayim gedulei karka. We don't find that. Gemara says, ki osa rovin om rabbi yochan om akro, ba osbecha migorncha mikvecha. Right? Torah says that you make chag hasukkas when you gather in from your threshing floor and your yekev, your wine press. B'psolis gorin v'yekev akosim edaber. It's talking about the things that are left over after you thresh the tvua, that is the straw and the vines, which are not makabel tumah, and they're gedulim in haaretz. So it says, ve'im gorin atzmo v'yekev atzmo. Maybe it means the tvua itself, and the grapes itself, or the wine itself, the grapes itself. And those are mekabel tumah. They're macholim. So maybe you can have something that's mekabel tumah to be the schach. Om Rav Zeira yekev ksiv kan, the yef shel asachik bo. No, if you're talking about the, what's it called, the fruit itself, it's talking about when it's in the state of wine. Because it's called the yekev, where it already is been pressed. And you can't, it's impossible to be mesachik with wine. So it can't mean the wine itself. It must mean the refuse that goes away, that you throw away when you make the wine. You can't be talking about the fruit, because it's talking about the fruit when it's a liquid. How in the world can you make schach out of a liquid? Maskif lor birmia, the ema yayin korush abo misnir, shudomili gulei tveil. No, maybe it's talking about, what's it called, wine pops, right? You make frozen wine. They used to have, it's not really frozen, it's coagulated wine, dried out wine that they used to make that looked like igulei dvela, wheels of what's it called, figs. Here also they had wine that was congealed. So maybe that's what it's talking about. So it's possible to have schach, that's wine. So Omer Abzeira, ha milso havi biyodan, this we thought we understood, how it could be that it means, what's it called, bioscho migorncho mikdecha. And it means the psolis gorin v'yekev, but not the actual gorin v'yekev. And we thought that we understood that it had to mean that, because it couldn't possibly mean the fruit itself, because how in the world can you sachach with liquid? V'os Rabbi Yirmiyah v'shod v'inarga. And Rabbi Yirmiyah came and threw a hatchet into it. And now we don't have a rye anymore, because any chadami, you could have solid wine. No, it says mi gornchov, but not the gorn itself, meaning not the tvua. Mi yikvechov, velo yekev atzmo, from that which comes from the yekev, not the yekev itself. So we're not talking about the fruit and the grain. We're talking about the psoles, the straw, and the vines. Rav Chisda omer mehacher. Rav Chisda says another proof that the schach has to be something that grows from the ground. It's not makabel tumah. Tzu Hahor, Pasuk says, go out to the mountains, va'aviu ali zayis, va'ali et shemen, va'ali hadas, va'ali tmorim, va'ali et ovos, right? Go out and bring these for sukkahs. So you see the Navi, even though the Navi is not mechadish lahalacha, but he's megala, that this was what they used for schach. Things that were gedulei karka, but not the actual fruit itself, the alim, the leaves, the branches, or whatever. So where it says, hainu hadas, hainu et ovos. Stam on the pasuk. It says eitz adas, eitz avos, and hadas. Atse hadas. Eitz avos is hadas. Om Rav Chisda, hadas shot to the sukkah, the eitz avos lulav. The Eitz Avos is the kosher hadas. And the hadas, which is not Eitz Avos, is a hadas shota, where it's not three in a row. And those are good for Shach, but they're not good for the lulav. Rashi. Psolis Gorin, Kashin, the straw. Psolis Yekiv, Zemuros, the vines. The Eshkolos Rekonim. And the empty, clusters. In other words, the thing that the grapes hold on to. Gorin Atzmo V'yekev Atzmo. Zemuros says maybe it means the fruit itself. Hakashim Im HaTvua, V'eshkolos Im HaNovim. T'haveli Dovra Makabel Tuma Hoch. And then you could, if you learn from here, you could use something that's Makabel Tuma. Yekev Ksiv, D'mashma La'achar Shanase Yayin. It's talking about a yekev. If you're talking about the fruit, you're talking after it was transformed into wine. Karush kofui, it's congealed. Ha milsahu biyadin. Right, we thought we understood this. Hashta ad hashta hayinu svurim leida tam mishnaseinu min amikra zeh. Till now we thought that you could bring a proof from this pasuk to the fact that schach has to be a dover that's gedule min haaretz veinu mekabel tuma. D'vipsolus hakosam edamer, d'yefshul sachik biyayin. We thought that the proof was that it can't be talking about the wine itself, because we're talking about when it's in a state of wine, and you can't be masachich with wine. And Rabbi Yirmiyah came along and said, no, there's solid wine. V'shoda be'narga, kotzitzo be'garzi, cut it with a hatchet. Kilomar heishiv tshuva nitzachas. He asked us a question. Here, tshuva really means an answer to our proof, which means a question on it that we don't have an answer to. Ravashi Omer Shaper Mashma Psolis Mikra. No, Ravashi said the pasuk still means Dafka the Psolis and not the fruit. Tichsi Biosbecha Mi Gorincha Mashma Shata Osfo the Noklo Minha Gorin. Something you take away from the Gorin, not the Gorin itself. The Gorin who are Ochel. The Gorin is what you thresh the food. And what's taken away from the Gorin is the Psolis. Umashata Osefu Borumitohu Psolis. Tsuahar Pasukubisefer Ezra. Lasso sukkahs. Over there, Ezra was telling them to go make sukkahs, and he told them what to go take for the sukkah. V'lo hisker kan el dover shein makabel tuma. The gidula minoris, he didn't go tell them to get animals, or skins, or hides, or whatever. He told them to get, what's it called, to get things that grow from the ground, and are not makabel tuma. So Moses says, hainu alei hadas, hainu eitz avos, mahu zeh umahu zeh, v'hasker shneim b'mikra. Why mention both of them? They're the same thing. Halo echad hein, the hadas hu eitz avos. The leaves compound one on the other like a chain. Hadash shota she'eino kosher lulav. Hadash shota is not kosher to be used for the lulav, but it's kosher for schach. It has to be in threes around a circle, like we'll learn later, and therefore what's it called? One is for the schach, and the other one is for the lulav. Okay, mission. Chavile kash, the chavile eitzim, the chavile zrodim, ein mesachim bohem. Bundles of straw or wood, or zrodim is soft branches. You can't use the mesach. The kulam shitirun sheiros. If you undid the bundle, and Tosus brings down from Yerushalmi that a bundle is 25 pieces. So if you have a bundle of 25 pieces of what's it called, the branches or whatever, you can't be misachet with the bundle. But if you open the bundle up, it's kosher. The kulang sheiros litfonis, and they're all kosher to use as a wall. You could use bundles of branches as walls. Rashi, v'chavilei zrodin, min konim heim, she'osim zrodin. They're, what's it called, different kinds of reeds. Okay, v'ogdin osam, and you tie them into bundles. While they're still moist and soft, animals eat them. And when they dry out, you use them for firewood. If they're tied in a bundle, you can't use a meschach. The Gemara explained the reason. The kulan hapsulim sheshaynin v'schach, all the things that are possible for schach, ksherim l'defanis, are kosher to be used for the walls. The chol sukkah kosuv schach mashma. Because when it says sukkah, even though we darshan the word sukkah to tell me how many walls you need, but that's because of a ribui. That's a drash. But the pashup shot in the word sukkah means schach, not anything else. The sukkah is called because of the schach. So all the halachas we learn from schach only apply to the schach, not to the walls. The chol sukkah, kosuv schach mashma. The dolphin lo ikri sukkah. The wall is not called a sukkah. With the nafkalon defonos mi besukos, basukos, basukos, mi yitura dekroy afinen, velomi mashma usa. That's a drosha. It's not the posh pshat. Hilkach sukkos tasa ba'osbecha migarncha aschachul dekoy. Therefore, when we learn that what you make the sukkah from is from the psolis gorin v'yekev, from that pasuk, it's going on the schach, not on the walls. Okay. The Rishalmi says that we learn it from the fact that it says the sakos al ha'aron, and it's talking about the paroches. The paroches was mekabel tuma, and that's what the wall was. So you see that what's enochanami, the wall could also be called sukkah. But the wall kind of sukkah you could make even from something from Kabbal Tumah, like the parochas. Okay, Om Rabbi Yaakov, Shamois Mined Rabbi Yochanan Tarte. Rabbi Yaakov said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan two things. Chadaha, the Idach, this one is our Mishnah, he taught us. And the other was the Mishnah later, Hachotit Begodish Lasis Lo Sukkah, Eina Sukkah. Okay, that if you have a heap of grain, or not grain, heap of straw, and you hollow it out to make a sukkah, you don't do anything to the roof, but you hollow out the inside, and the roof is made memela, that is possible. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan said on these two things, chadam ishum gzeres otzer, one is possible even if you made the roof kosher. In other words, what's it called? Let's take the case of the chavilin. Right, you put a bundle of twigs on your roof of your sukkah, and you put it mamash l'shem tzeil. It's possible, midrabanan. Why? Because we're afraid that you will put it up there not l'shem tzeil, because they used to put it up to dry. You won't put it up l'shem tzeil, and then you'll change your mind, and you'll decide to leave it there for sale. And that's Tasav Alom and Ha'asi, because when you put it up Ipsul. Wasn't L'shem Tzeil. And then you'll become to be matter, since you can use this bundle, which people know is not L'shem Tzeil, right? It's L'shem, drying out. So you'll be able to use an Otzer. An Otzer is like a sukkah that's made not L'shem Tzeil at all, and you'll use it for sukkahs, and that's no good. Even those sukkahs that are not made L'shem sukkah, even Beis Hillel, who holds that you don't need a sukkah l'shem hachag, but you need a sukkah l'shem tzeil. So all the sukkahs, Rafkash and Ganbach, they're all made for shade. But a sukkah that's bechlal not made for shade, like we had before with the Yotzrim, the guy lives in it all year, right? It's not made for shade bechlal. Either it's made for mamish living, it's not made for a sukkah, or it's not made l'shem tzeil, that's possible. So one, he said, was possible mishum gzeres otzer, and that's possible even if you put it up for the right reason, but it looks bad. So it's possible with the Rabbanan because of gzeres otzer. The chada mishum tasav lo min ha'asui. And one, he said, is possible mamish because of tasav lo min ha'asui. Not because of gzeres otzer, but because the thing itself was made bipsul. But if you would have made it kosher, right, then it would be okay. For instance, the case of the twigs. If you have put it on there, l'shem tzeil, it would be okay. We wouldn't make any gzeira. But the reason it's possible is because you put it on l'shem drying, and then you change your mind. That's tasav alom ha'asui. So it's possible min ha'Torah. Or it's possible with the Rabbanan, really you put it up l'shem tzeil, but it's possible with the Rabbanan, because we're afraid that you'll learn from this that you could make an otzer into a sukkah. I don't remember which one Rabbi Yochanan said was possible mishum gzeres otzer, either the case of the bundle of twigs or the case of the hollowing out the pile of straw, or which one he said was possible because of tasav lomino osi. I don't remember which one he said which one about. Om Rabbi Yirmiya nechze anan. So Yirmiya said, let's figure it out ourselves. The Omer B'chia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. We have another member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi B'chia Bar Abba said in Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei ma'omru chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzim v'chavilei zrodim emesachim bohem. Rabbi Yochanan explained our Mishnah. Why can't you use bundles of twigs for schach? Why? Because pa'amim sh'odim bo'min asodha be'erev. Sometimes a person comes home in the evening. The chavilei osok, say if he's carrying a bundle of twigs on his back. On his shoulder. umalo menicha gabi sukoso, and he puts it on the top of the sukkah to dry out. Kedei liabsha. The nimlach aleha, and then he leaves it up there, and sukkah is coming, and he says, you know what? I think I'll leave it up there and make schach out of it. Right? So since that could happen, therefore the Rabbanan said you can't make schach with bundles for fear that even if you put it up l'shem tzeil, if we are machshir at l'shem tzeil, people will put it up shelo l'shem tzeil and think it's kosher. So what do you see from here? That the psul is, because what may happen, which it means it's a psul the Rabbanan because of what we'll learn from that. That's gzeiras otzer. So it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan explained our Mishnah because of Gzeiras Otzer, not because of the Psul D'Oraisa, but because we're afraid that since it's possible a person will do it the wrong way, then even if he does it the right way, we passel it. So therefore, the case of hollowing out the pile of straw was because of Tassav Lo Mina Osli. See Rashi. Shmas mi Rabbi Yochanan Tarte. Pirish tam shnei devarim ha'amurim mishaseinu shamat v'menu. I heard the reason for two things in our Mishnah from Rabbi Yochanan, and I don't remember which one he said on which. Chadaha, the chavilin, my time alo misachidu. Rabbi Yochanan explained why you can't use bundles of twigs for schach. The chadaha, the slam nasnis, and hachotit begodish, lasis lo sukkah, notal min ha'omrim lamata, somach lo oretz, the nichnas l'tocho va'osa chalal kishir sukkah usrach osu va'omid me'elo v'eno sukkah. If you hollow out a pile of straw by taking off the bottom layer and then getting inside and hollowing out an area around you, that's the dimensions of the sukkah, so the roof remained by itself. You didn't do anything to it. It became a sukkah me'elo, the srach. That's tasav lo menosu. Upirishli Rabbi Yochanan tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan explained to me the reason for both of these Mishnayos. One, he told me that it's a psul d'rabbanan. Even if you put up the schach kosher, it's still going to be possible, because of people will learn from it to make a sukkah possible. The midiraisik sheiruhu min atorah it's kosher. V'rabbanan hu degozer shemata omer kein edam osa sukkah elaholich va'ochel v'yoshim ba'otzro b'makom shalom nishtam esham kol yom osa shana v'hu asri va'omeid v'lo l'shem schach shel tzeil den ahavi shom l'shem sukkah aleho v'afilu shem sukkah she'ena shel chag ela kabayis bi'alma. Right? Even though you don't need sukkah l'shem chag, but you need a sukkah l'shem tzeil, not a stam, a sukkah that's a house like we had before. The high minayu mishum tasav l'nosem. One of them he said is possible min haTorah. Only possible if you taka what's it called naked bipsul. But if you made it kosher, we don't make any gzeiras. So Shiloh is which one? Nechze anan. So Mar says let's figure it out ourselves. The nish mimadom Rabbi Yochanan beduch tachrisa. Let's see what Rabbi Yochanan said somewhere else, and then we can deduce what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said which one was possible because of Gzeiras Otzer and which one because of Tasav Lo Menasi. Panim Shonim Bomin Asa. They call him Osacham. The whole summer, a person comes home with a bundle of twigs on his back and he puts it on the roof of his sukkah. Not for schach, but for to dry out. Umeinich al gabi sukkah, sheyesh lo kol yimos hashan lemikneil. He has a sukkah built for his what's it called, animals. It's not the sukkah that he's going to sit in on sukkahs yet. Changed his mind later to use it for that. Umeiniach hachavilin shom liyabshom v'lo l'schach. He puts it up not for the sake of schach. He puts it up to dry out. K'shemagia hachag, and now it comes before sukkahs, he figures he has an easy way of making a sukkah. He has sukkah with a schach on it. He'll use it now for schach. Nimlach aleihem l'schach. He changed his mind and decides to leave it there l'shem schach. That Torah omra tasav lo menasa. That would be possible if you did that. The psul, you made it the psul. The nesh zeshen nischach sham shelo l'shem schach. You put it up shelo l'shem schach. Afilu l'tzeil, and even not for l'tzeil. Ela liyavish. You didn't put it up for schach. You didn't put it up for shade. You put it up to dry out. Ein shem sukkah chalalov. That's not called a sukkah. The Hilkach Gozer Rabbanan Shelo Yisachu Bechavilin Afilu Matilan El Hashem Sukkah. Therefore, the Rabbanan said you can't use bundles of twigs, even if you put them up the Hashem Sukkah. So min haTorah it's kosher. The Rabbanan answered it for fear that people will say if you can put it up bundles,
then the case of the other case of bundles is also okay. And if that's okay, then an otzer is okay. So that was the gzeira. Gzeira mishum chavil in the chol hashana, the ikah psul d'oraisa. Al matayim the masnis in the hacha mishum gzeiras otzer hu midrabanan. So you see from that nemra of Rabbi Yochanan that he explained our Mishnah as an Isser d'Rabbanan, as a Psul d'Rabbanan, because of Gzeiras Otzer. Called over Sh'odam Maktzeh, Machnus, L'kiyum Kari Otzer. What's this idea of an Otzer? An Otzer is anything that you put away for a long time. Ufche v'chavilim Sh'odam Machnus, Kol Yom Osakayis, Limot Zchorev Kari Otzer. And bundles that you put away, well, you dry them out and you put them away to use them for firewood, that's called an otzer. Gzeris otzer means we're afraid you're going to put the bundles on the roof just to leave them there to dry out, right? And you're not going to put them up l'shem tzeil, you're going to put them up l'shem otzer, right, to store them. You're going to make a storehouse out of the sukkah. And therefore, what's it called? It's pasul, even if you put it up the kashrus, because we're afraid that people will see the bundles and they'll think they were put up shelo b'kashas. And they'll learn from that to be machshir and otzer. Midaha mishum gzeres otzer. And since we have a member of Rabbi Yochanan that explains our Mishnah mishum gzeres otzer, shma minoa hach decholtit begodesh pasul medarais, that when Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah of hollowing out the pile of straw, that he said was pasul because it's us in Isidorais. But enochinami mishum tasev lo menosri. The Hashemaya, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, bechadim minayu psula deraisa. Because Rabbi Yaakov said one of them, he said, was a psula deraisa, right? Meaning that if you actually put the roof, you hollowed it out, and then you picked up the top and put it back on, it'll be kosher. We wouldn't make a gzeir over there. Only make the gzeir in the case of the bundles. But in the case of the hollowing out of the straw, there it's only possible if you did it the possible way. If you did it a kosher way, we don't make any gzeiras. That's pashas what's going on. Rabbi Yaakov, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, why didn't Rabbi Yaakov know which one Rabbi Yochanan said which one about? Why didn't he figure this out? He didn't hear what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Had he heard it, he would have known that this is the one that Rabbi Yochanan said was Gzeres Otzer, the case of the bundles. So Omer Ravashi, I don't understand. Atu chavilei kash v'chavilei etzer mishum Gzeres Otzer ika mishum tasa lo menosi leka. L'maisa, both of them have both things in it. The case of the what's it called chavilin, the reason it's possible is because we're afraid that you're going to do it in a way that's tasa lo menosi. So Rabbi Yochanan could have said that reason why it's possible by the bundles, right? V'hachotet begodish mishum tasav alom and also ika mishum gzeres otzer leka. And the case of chotet, avadi the psul, the normal psul is tasav alom and also. But why isn't it possible that because there's an isra of tasav alom and also, the rabbanan made gzera that even if you put the roof up in the end okay, it's still possible because we're afraid that you won't put the roof up okay. So both of them have both reasons, right? Why would Rochanan say, let's call one tasav alom and also and one gzera sotzer, maybe he meant the same on both. This is tasav alom and also, that's the reason why we made the gzera sotzer. And this is Gzeres Otzer. What's the reason for Gzeres Otzer? Because it's Tasev Elom and Osu. So both reasons apply to both of them. Om Rav Ashi. Makshi of Rabbi Yaakov. What's Rabbi Yaakov Shaila? I heard Rabbi Yochanan say the reason over here by this, the reason by this, and I don't remember which one. Both reasons include both things. They're both possible because ultimately we're afraid you'll make it Tasev Elom and Osu, and the male it's Osu, even if you didn't do a Tasev Elom. And they're both Osu all the time, even if you did it kosher. Atu tarvayu tamim mileka lememreinu b'shtei ha-mishnah. You can say both reasons by both of them. They're interchangeable reasons. Because both are true. Chavilei kash mishum gzeres otzer ikum ed rabbanan. Mishum tasav lo menosi doraisa leka bitmiya. The case of the bundles only has a gzeres otzer. Avadi, there's an aspect of tasav lo menosi. Because the whole gzeres otzer is only because of tasav lo menosi. Milo mishtam en nami Masnisen, the Baosan Shinitnu Shom Kolimo Sachama Kamer. Our mission is talking about two different cases. Right? It's talking about the case where you put up the bundle and left it there. and then it's possible in that Torah. And even if you put it up, l'shem tzel, it's possible in the Rabbanan for fear that you'll put it up, not l'shem tzel. So our Mishnah has both reasons in it. It's possible in that Torah if you put it up, shalom l'shem tzel. And it's possible in the Rabbanan even if you put it l'shem tzel because of gzeris ulcer. So both tasav elomino asui and gzeris ulcer apply. And you need both of them, right, to understand the Isser de Rabbanan properly. If you never change your mind and you left it there just stamp to dry, it's possible in the Torah. Where did he hear from Rabbi Yochanan, right, that our Mishnah is possible even midrabanan, and the case of Choteit is mutter midrabanan, only asur if it's in the psul derais applies. The chote begodish nami mishum tasav on osi ika mishum gzeres ocho leka milo matzina le neymar nami da afilu sosur akol klap imala v'nanea omrim shalaschach the chazer v'inich l'shem sukha kaposol lemas nisim at the rabbana mishum gzeres ocho de zimnin de lo minanea v'nasim eleim. Who said, where did Yochanan know that the case of the Mishnah of hollowing out the pile of straw is only where you didn't do anything to the roof and it's possible in HaTorah. But if you picked up the roof and put it back down, right, so now it's not Tasav Elo Min Ha'asui, it's kosher. Maybe no. Maybe even if you picked up the roof and put it down, it's possible because we're afraid that people will think you didn't do that. And if you didn't do it, then an Otzer is also okay. So Al Tzgzeris Otzer, they assert the hollowing out of the Tvua, of the straw, even if you picked up the roof. But Exera Bishum, where you didn't pick up the roof. Just like the bundles, where you put them up, L'shem Schach, are puzzle, because we're afraid you'll put them Shalom L'shem Schach, and leave them there and change your mind later. So, what's it called? Why did Rabbi Yochanan assume that the case of Godish is only puzzle if it's the derais of Tassav Lomen Asli? But if the deraisa doesn't apply, there's no gzera derabbanan. Maybe there's a gzera derabbanan there too. Ki the amrus gabei chavilim, just like we said by bundles. The pasal to lehu afilu meyichim sham l'shem schach. They're pasal, even if you put them up l'shem schach, so min haTorah it's okay. The rabbanan were afraid that if you allow the case l'shem schach, people will also be matter the normal case where you put them up shalom l'shem schach. Mid the rabbanan mishum gzera the cholim os hashonu l'otzer. Where did Rabbi Yochanan get that one of the Mishnayos is possible midrabanan also, and the other one is only possible min haTorah? But if you put it up the kasheris, we don't make a gzera. Where did he know that from? So Rabbi Yochanan will answer you the following: Hacha diktani ein mesachim bohem lechatchilahu de ein. Mesachim, mishum gzeres otzer, hodi araisa shaper dami, hasam diktani ena sukkah, afilu diyevid midaraisa dami ena sukkah. He learned it because of the lashon of the Mishnah change. Where it's speaking about chavilim, it says ein mesachim bohem. Mashma that lechatchila not, but b'diyevid it's okay. That was only be by a psul derabanan, but psul deraisa even b'diyevid is no good. So it must be talking about Gzeira, where you put it up the kashrus, min haTorah, but the Rabbanan answered it. So that's also with the Rabbanan lechatchila, b'di'evit, it's a kosher sukkah. We'll see tomorrow what that b'di'evit means. But on the other hand, the other Mishnah says, eino sukkah. That means even b'di'evit. That can't be talking about Issa d'Rabbanan, that's talking about Issa d'Raisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yochum is the Dayak, the case of hollowing out the pile of straw is only usher if it's possible min haTorah. There was no gzeir over there. Mashain came the case of the bundles there. Aside from the fact that if you did it, the psul, it's possible in haTorah. Even if you did it b'kashrus, we're gozer because we're afraid that you'll do it b'psul. There was a gzeir d'rabbanan, and he learned it from the difference of lashon in the Mishnah. Here it says ein asukah means even b'di'evit, that's a doraisa, and here it said ein mesachim bo'amashu lechatchila, that's a d'rabbanan.